John and Helen Froggatt are in the studio with me. Joe Rose is also in the studio with me. There are only two of you. It's like one of those
two for
mysteries.
The price of one.
Yeah. We're going to talk to you in just a moment about getting the work-life balance right, the laws of abundance and attraction, as John Froggatt. But as Joe Rose, this is a big day for you, isn't it?
It's massive. My very first album is out.
And here it is. I've got it in front of me. It looks great.
It's very good photographs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely photographs. Nice shirt.
Really well.
Good title,
yeah.
Class.
Yeah, class.
That's you. So this is very exciting. How does it feel to see it out there?
It's a bit surreal, really, especially as I've signed a couple as well for people. And funny, very quickly, a guy at that breakfast group we just went to, he said, would you sign a CD for me, John? I said, certainly, Gary, not a problem. He said, well, the last person who I had sign a CD for was an unknown guy who was singing in the Village Hall, who turned out to be Jamie Cullum. So I said, well, I rubbed him on the head to see if any luck would come off. Anyway, so there you go. Who knows?
Next Jamie Cullum. We're going to hear a track from it now. Number four on the album, which is, you tell me what this
Where
one is.
Where do I begin?
Where do I begin? Why have you chosen this one? Oh, it's the love story.
Yeah, it's love story theme. It's because it's the one that sounds not bad on the album.
Oh, well, let's hear it and then we'll come back to you and talk about attraction and abundance.
Thanks.
I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be. The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave new meaning to this empty world of mine. There'll never be another love, another time. She came into my life and made the living fine. She filled my heart. Fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anywhere I go, I'm never lonely with her alone. Who could be lonely? I reach for her hand, it's always there. Does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I know I need her till the stars all burn away, and she'll be there. Much I can say. I know I need her till the stars all burn away.
That's lovely, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was lovely. So Joe Rose, he's gone out of the room now. Now you're John Froggatt.
Yeah, I'm John Froggatt.
You're here with Helen to talk about the laws. We're talking about work-life balance, how we keep it in balance. And the laws of abundance and attraction can help. First of all, what is the law of abundance?
Well, there are lots of universal laws or laws of nature. People call it different things. The one that people latch on to often is the law of attraction, and you can attract abundance into your life. There's also the law of abundance, but a lot of the laws overlap. The law of manifestation, there's a law of correspondence, which actually isn't about letter writing.
That's a shame. How good it is.
Yeah, no, it's about things as is below is above, as is above is below. You know, there's so many universal truths, some people say. People will look into it and they find that there is a relevance in their life and they can see patterns. So these are called laws. It's up to you what you want to call them, but they're things that happen in the universe because we're all energy. What goes around comes around. It's expressions that we're all familiar with that we use in our day-to-day life, but we may not attribute it to the laws of abundance or the laws of attraction. But they are the universal spiritual laws.
So, I mean, I have to say, this is all sounding a little bit touchy-feely for me. First of all, tell me what the law of abundance and attraction is and if there are practical things that we can do.
Well, it's very much about where your attention lies is what comes into your life. What you focus on, you get more of. We're magnets. So it's about like attracts like. And there's very, very many practical things you can do in your life. The essence is that if you ask for what you need or want in your life, that you believe that you'll receive it, and then wait for it to manifest in your life.
So give me an example.
Well, a simple example. I've used this loads of times. You're going to go somewhere and you need a parking space. And you know it's hard to get a parking space. But you just drive up nearest the venue as you can and you just know that it'll be a space. And how... Well, we always have a parking space, don't we?
I mean... Pretty much.
You know, it's a... Positive thinking is another way of describing it. People use it to attract money into their lives. Basically, you can't keep hold of something. You have to give it away to get more of it with money, for example. If you want more love in your life, you need to be more loving towards others. If you want more approval in your life, you need to be more approving of others. And that might sound obvious, but in reality, a lot of people want more approval, but they're actually dismissing everyone else in their life, putting them down around them in order to try and get some sort of comparison where they look better in relation to you or to another person. So it's very difficult to actually fake this. It's about thoughts, words and deeds.
And practical things that we can do to make this happen.
You have to decide what you want in life. What do you want more of? That is key. And that's actually quite difficult. And then you need to frame it in a positive way. So rather than saying, I want less stress, the universe hears stress. You need to actually say what you want more of. So I want more peace, or I want more kindness, or I want to feel more relaxed. You need to frame it in a positive way and then help the universe give it to you. Notice if things come your way. We've got to feel that we're worthy of having the life we really want, of living heaven on earth, as Buddha would have said.
And John, is this something that you can relate to?
Forever in the office. I always say if there's something we want, I put it out there in the universe. And I'm sure my kids are... Well, actually, I was going to say, I'm sure they... But David, my eldest son, who's the MD, he's... from his experience, I remember him saying before he joined the firm, he had some fairly strange job as a personal trainer, and he always said, I'd like to work in the office, you know, work on fit. And it came true for him. He kind of put it out there. And I think what it actually boils down to is if you put it out there, you're focusing your mind. You may not know it, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you've put that goal there. And therefore, every day, even, you know, subconsciously, you're working towards that goal. You may not realise you're doing it, but you're doing it because it's there. You know, I want to earn 50 grand, I want 100, whatever it may be. It's in the back of your mind. You're putting it out there and you are working towards it. And then all of a sudden, it comes true.
Because realistically, you might think, well, I haven't said that negative thing. I've only thought it. Yeah, so... Because it's about positive thinking as well. But some would say that our thoughts, well, our beliefs create our thoughts. So if you've got negative beliefs about yourself, you might generate negative thoughts. But if your beliefs create your thoughts create your words. Your words create your actions create your habits. They create your values, and that creates your destiny. It's all a knock-on effect from your beliefs and your thoughts. So it's really important that you're able to realise what you're thinking. If you're thinking negative thoughts about things or people, you'll unfortunately attract more of that negativity into your life. And that's the tricky bit. You know?
But you've got to keep it real, haven't you? Because I could say, well, I want to be queen, you know, and I could think... long and hard about, I'm not going to be queen.
Shocker.
But so you have to keep it real.
You have to keep it real.
Well, there's no reason why you couldn't be queen if you married someone who was a prince.
It's not beyond the realms of,
possibility. Really, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't want to be queen necessarily, but if they did, I'm sure they'd find a way of becoming into the royal family in some way, if that's what they wanted.
Someone once said you could be anything you want to be if you're willing to pay the price. So if you want to be a world-class athlete, I mean, you can tell I'm never going to... But if I was prepared to do the training, do the work and do the other things for it and go through all that suffering, then you can. And I think the abundance is the law of it, but you're just putting it out there and it's a focusing aim. And going on to what you just said, what did we say today about... What was the thing old Will Shakespeare said? That we look at each other blankly?
No, nothing is right or wrong, but thinking makes it so.
And that's exactly it. If you wake up in a bad mood, you're in a bad mood. If you can change that thought process, then you are in a better mood, in a better place.
To do that, you've got to notice it in the first place. Mm. When we use expressions to do with these spiritual laws all the time. You reap what you sow. If you take a religious element, karma is all about that. What goes around comes around. And I remember when I was a child, I was too young to understand the context. I didn't understand the language of Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Because it's language you don't normally use. But as you get older, suddenly things make more sense, don't they? These are all talking about you attract into your life what you talk about. And it's a practical application. Now, there's a lot of books being written that focus on this. The popular one was Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. Paul Coelho's used it in The Alchemist. Brian Tracy, business guru, has talked about it. And in fact, Rhonda got all her ideas from Wallace Wattles, Science of Getting Rich. So these are not new things. Einstein talked about it, and so did Buddha. And really, it's all around us. The thing is, there is no secret. It's available to us all, but it's counterintuitive.
I mean, I have to say, the year I possibly got most achieved was at the beginning of the year. I wrote down what I wanted to do.
You're putting it out there.
But it was also sort of setting myself a series of targets and a reminder to myself. Of, because this is something that you can use in your personal and your business.
Definitely.
We
do it all the time. The language you use is really important as well. And knowing what you want is one of the hardest things. And we talked about that on Finding the Me in Time a couple of months ago. Knowing what you want is the key to starting it all off, and then putting it out there, saying it, expressing it, telling people. I remember I had a real thrill two nights ago because someone said to me, oh, this is Helen, she's our writer. Well, she writes for us. And I was so thrilled because that's what I've been aiming for the last 3 months. And now it's someone's actually said it. So you can also manifest negative things. I personally feel I manifested breast cancer in myself.
Really?
Yeah, I have to be honest about that. You know, a number of times when I was doing things that I thought were carcinogenic, I remember saying to myself, I'm doing exactly the things that would create breast cancer.
Like what?
It started with a friend dying of breast cancer, another friend getting it, and I'm thinking, they say it comes in threes, I'll be the next one. And then I was cleaning carpets with really bad carpet cleaner. I was using a spray deodorant. I was drinking quite a lot of alcohol. I was eating quite a lot of sweets at the time. And when I did find the lump, I actually felt partial relief because I hadn't got to worry about it anymore because I'd got it. And then it was like, what do I do now? But it's really strange. You know, very few things I've manifested that are negative, but that's definitely one of them.
But on the whole, this is about empowering yourself. It's about taking back control.
Well, that also was very empowering for me because then I realised what I'd done, and then I was able to reprogram myself, and that took a while, but you know, I'm 10 years clear now. The laws of attraction can be positive or negative. It depends how you want to use them. It depends what you want out of life. Know what you want out of life. Ask for it and expect to get it and be grateful and being grateful every night. And also, so you're trying to say something?
No, I was just thinking of all these cliches. There was one that I think we're all dealt a set of cards when we're born, but it's how you play those cards through your life. So nothing's there. We create that destiny. And, there's been lots of things. And we're now in the realms of being in Cambridge. I suppose there might be a few quantum scientists out there, but my very, very limited understanding of Einstein, that everything has been, will be, is around us now. You're creating that future for you. So it's there. You've just got to choose to go for that.
And believe that you're worthy of it.
Believe you're worthy of that. We're all too, in this world, there's depression, there's mental illness, there's people who've got anxieties, people feel they're not worthy of anything, for whatever reason that may be. But we are. We all are. So, sorry, that's what I was going to say.
That's all right.
If people want to find out more about this and more about you, your practice and your work and your music, as well as the Laws of Abundance, where should they go?
Certainly for all this sort of life work balance and stuff, that's theaccountancypractice.com. So it's Helen at theaccountancypractice.com or John. And for John's singing as Joe Rose, J-O-E Rose, he's got a new website, which we're just launching, and that's joerosesings.com.
It's all happening, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. joerosesings.com.
Be careful what you put out there.
So you be careful what you wish for. Yeah, you can't. You'll get it, but you may not know the route you're going to get it.
Well, lovely to see you again. Thank you, and congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
You're going to be with me again in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. What are you talking about then, do you know?
Have something. Oh, yes, I know. This is a really good one. Social anxiety and small talk with strangers.
Okay.
Because this is the month where everyone's thrown together with people they don't know very well, and how to feel more comfortable in that scenario.
Excellent. And, of course, networking depends on...
Yeah, it relies on it, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Lovely. Well, lovely as ever to see you, and I'll see you in a month's time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks so much.